な。
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزء حضرت مولانا مسئول نشام المجلس. He is telling us that it's very important is to have a complete obedience to Allah Ta'ala. People obey the command of Allah, but not completely. In every way you have to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, which is very, very important. There must be no conditions laid out in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. No conditions. The law is laid out, you must follow the law. No question not at all. There's no such thing, you must have zeal in you, shock in you, then you do it. Today we are like this, that we got shock in something, we just do it. That's not total obedience. Total obedience in any condition you are in, you will fulfill it. Namaz, for example, you got shock to make namaz, you make namaz, but you don't have the shock, you leave namaz. To read Quran, you read the got a shock to read the Quran, but when you don't have the shock, you don't read the Quran. So this is very important to understand that there's no such thing as it. Obedience means there's no such thing as have shock in any way. In any condition you are in, you will fulfill it completely. You're not worried about your condition, you're worried about his condition, his desire. So that is a very important thing, that total obedience, that at that occasion what work to do. Anything that you, at that occasion that was, I'm supposed to do that, I must do that. And at that time, if something else can be done, you can only do it if there's a replacement in that. Otherwise, you have to do that to fulfill it. Total obedience. Now, in time of Nabi Karim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the first Sahabis, you know, he said that they came to meet Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi comes and told them that, listen, you better go now, or travel to go in a certain place and try to make sure you'll be there on time. Among the four Sahabis, three Sahabis got into the horse and went straight. That's the command. And that was the day of Jummah. So one Sahabi thought to himself that, you know, today is Jummah too. My horse is very good too. You know, I got an Arabian horse too. I can make it very fast. I can meet them too very quickly. So let me read Jummah namaz also with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I get that significance too, and I get them to sit in his company too. However, when he went, they went and Nabi Karim saw him Jummah time, because now he's after Jummah and now he's making mulaqat, musafa to go. Nabi said, what happened to you? Where are the others? He said, they have gone already. And you? He said, I just thought I could eat Jummah with you and also get the significance with your company. You know. The Quran came, you know, immediately and told that those people have surpassed you. They surpassed you. Now look the intention what he had here. His intention was to be in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His intention is to get Jummah also. But the biggest thing is this much, that he did not obey Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not a sinner or something. You cannot say a sahabi a sinner. I will never say that too. But just to tell you that this much, Allah Ta'ala sent an ayat down that they have surpassed you. In other words, to understand, when I told you something to do, at that occasion there is nothing more greater than do that act. Nothing more. So in other words, you must forget your zeal, you know, your shock. I want to be with this person. I want to be with that person. Most important at that occasion, what work is more important? So immediately Nabi Karim sallallahu told him that you have lost, and not only ulaika al-muqarrabun, and they became very close. Close means the greatest quality of a person is supposed to be close. Close to who? Allah Ta'ala. All that you can achieve, but you don't get closer to Allah, you got nothing. You don't get the closer to Allah, you got nothing. The greatest thing a person can have in this world, and that's the most important thing and the greatest thing is to have the closer of Allah. Because the closer of Allah you got everything. So he said to that person that they have achieved what they have not achieved yet. So the closer of Allah Ta'ala, you receive the loss. And you have lost it. And you have lost it. You can just imagine what that Sahabi was undergoing at that time. So this is it. Because they fulfilled the thing. They have been taught to let us make Jummah Namaz of Rasulullah. That thought may have come, not saying no. But they said, no, what is the command? The command is not worry or anything, just go. Bismillah. That's how we're supposed to be. However, that is how the closest becomes. Then Shri Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat is saying about Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam, he came in front of the magicians, and Firaun told them that it's good that you must have it out with him, because he looks like a big magician he is. So the moment they came to him, first thing they asked the magicians, what will we get for what you're giving us if we win? He said, one is you're going to get whatever you will get. But more than that, you get my closeness. You get my closeness. There is nothing more great. Hazrat said on that. Get a person, if you got the closer of Allah Ta'ala, everything in this world is useless. Remember what I'm telling you? The statement that he made. If you got the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, puri dunya heche. It means no value at all. If you only got the closeness of Allah, for 1 second you got the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, that closeness, the whole world, no matter what it is, you got the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, this world is worthless. You have no value for this world, 1 minute too. No value for this. So the magician told him, magician said that, what are you going to do? He said, no, what do you win that thing, I'll give you, and I'll give my closeness too. However, the moment he said that, they went to Musa alayhi salam and said, we are here now to compete with you. A big lesson here. Will you start or we start? Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi. A Nabi will teach us what to do. He said, no, you start. I will not start. To show us, do not claim any time. Do not claim anything. Do not claim any time. Yeah, he said, no, you start. He knew Allah Ta'ala's madad is with him. He knew Allah is with him. But he's teaching us, when you come to a position of this kind, if someone tells you, you do not claim. Today we claim too much. We claim too much. So immediately you start. And Hazraji went on to say that these are the quality of a Nabi, the ages. Ages means humility. Humility a Nabi would always have, and this is what we want to have in us too. The quality of humility is ages. And tafweez means to trust. Musa alayhi salam had total humility in him that you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. Secondly, he said, tafweez a Nabi always have the trust in Allah. The trust in Allah. Which we have to have also is the trust in Allah. You can do whatever you want, but the trust must be in Allah Ta'ala. He's going to do whatever he's going to do, but humility and plus the trust Allah Ta'ala. So these points we have to remember, which is very, very important for a person who's taken the road to Suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala. A person who takes the road to Allah Ta'ala, he must always have this quality of ijz. Do not claim. In other words, ijz comes, pride mustn't come. The opposite of ijz is pride. And the moment you got no pride in you, then you got takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. The meaning of takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah is to inculcate in us every akhlaq of Allah, which Allah wants us to do. The quality of tolerance, the quality of sabr, the quality of shukr, the quality of forgiving. These qualities have to come into us. We do not have pride. Because everything that happens in this world, what stops you from forgiving is because of pride. What stops you from not making sabr? Because of pride. What stops you from committing all wrongs is because of pride. So this one quality, if you have in humility, humble, the quality of being annihilated to this extent that fana. In other words, you are fana and takabbur is baka. You do not have takabbur in you at all. You cannot have takabbur. You don't have pride at all in you. But you're fana, you're completely annihilated. Anyone can tell you anything to. This is a majlis, you have to teach all this. The quality that we should have in us. That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we did not claim, we must also not claim. Very quickly we claimed. In any time, in any, first of all, you must not get into any arguments too. Because there is no argument to worry about today, not to get arguments. So after that, when he went on, so Musa alayhi salam said that. Then the moment they came forward, and you must know, Fir'aun told them, that if you be successful, you become very close to me. There, yeah, is showing us, Allah Ta'ala is saying that when they become so close, they become to Fir'aun. When you become completely wash yourself from all sins, take out all the rizalas, all the filth from you, and bring about takhalluq, the akhlaq of Allah, the quality of Nabi Karim in you, then how close you become to Allah? How close you become to Allah? In other words, how close you can become? Man taqarraba. It's a hadith Qudsi of Allah Ta'ala. That person who comes one step forward, I come two steps for him. That person comes two steps to him, I say more than that. And that person runs to me, I grab him. Do it and see what happens. The closest would you get with Allah Ta'ala, that is what we all want. We do not want anything else. And I mention again this, that if you got the closest of Allah Ta'ala, the value of this world is nothing. You do not have to value this world. Then Allah forbids, if you got something to give away, you say, if someone have to say you made a mistake in your land, it's not supposed to belong to you, you have to give it to someone else, you will give it wholeheartedly. Because the love of Allah is so close that you don't want that the value of the world is no importance to you. When men have that quality of that kind, then he fulfill everyone's rights. He'll forego his rights, but he'll fulfill everyone's rights. And that is the biggest quality a person will have in him. If you can forego your rights and fulfill everyone's rights, that is the kamal of a person. However, Musa alayhi salam came there, and the time it started, and the moment it started, oh, he got worried now. The moment, but it so happened that when they took whatever they have done, they put the sticks down, and then Musa alayhi salam put his stick down, and that thing turned into a big python or a snake, whatever, and he swallowed everything of that. They didn't realize this, but that this is not jadu. This is not jadu. This is something else. And the moment they saw this thing, yeah, they brought iman. Fir'aun could not see that. But with all that day, what happened day after? He said, this mother, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, whatever it is. Mahazrat said, this, imagine, in logon namaz bhi nahi padi, lekin pakka kamil iman ho gaya. They didn't need one namaz too. They didn't anything, but what pakka kamil iman ho gaya, pakka kamil. So what is wanted in us to become pakka kamil? Perfect iman. Don't claim, but don't be perfect iman. Perfect iman is wanted in us. One is to go to Jannat, but go to Jahannam day after Jannat. Allah marhi fadsa. One is to go to Jannat, but you'll go to Jannat through going to Jahannam also. And one is to go Jannat with perfect iman. With perfect iman. That is what we want. And we also made that dua, Allah, let us be from among those group of people who will be going to Jannat without reckoning. Make that dua. Oh Allah, we are so weak. But you can do whatever you want, Allah Ta'ala. That can include us in the people of that group. That on the day of Qiyamah, they'll go into Jannat. Without reckoning. So it is a very important thing. To row to Allah Ta'ala is to be all the time in this world. It means humility. Humble. Humble. Humble means what? To bring that quality that I am nothing in reality. I am nothing in reality. Someone can tell you the worst thing too. He can tell you the worst thing, it must not affect you too. I'm saying it again, was sharbat piliya. Sharbat piliya. The sharbat piliya, what I'm saying, what is the meaning of that? When that person swore you, he told you the worst things too at that time. You know when you drink sharbat, how you feel, how happy you feel. That's how you must take that condition at that time. Until, unless you don't have that condition, Dilli Duras, you're very far. You're very far. Your claim is not worth it. No matter who it is to, it's your wife, it's your child, it's a friend, your enemy, he can tell you the worst thing too. In other words, you become like this, that no matter what he says to you, you do not even show it in your appearance too. Maulana, bahut mushkil hai. Very mushkil. The fellow will give you one heart clout. He used the worst words on you. And that time of sharbat piliya. And the time when you make sharbat piliya, your faith don't turn away. Your faith with muhabbat and love, you drink that sharbat. That's how Mahasa say, keep your face like that. Your face must be like that. No effect. The person, not the face not showing. Today, you know, wife will say, hey, you know what, husband, there's something wrong. He's showing in the food was not right today, so he showed it on his face. That must not be shown to. That must not be shown to. Your son says something to you too, the face must not turn. The wife told you something too, the face must not turn. Jesus said, Sharbat Piliya, how is that? If only you and I can bring that quality into us, to mashallah, to points gaya. Then what he says? Then what you do, you worry of foregoing your comfort for the comfort of others. When you got that quality in you, you forego your comfort for the comfort of others. You may not eat, you let others eat. Any part of the night, someone come and ask you for help, you'll help him too. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, 2 o'clock in the morning, someone knocks at his door. The moment he knocks at his door, he says, go see who that is. He say he was Tawiz, Dard Zeh, Tawiz. Baby born. As they say, mujhe to wuzu gusal karna hai. Aadmi gusal to. Now you know you and I what you do. He say, then come tomorrow morning, man. You lost the word. You lost straight away. Then come tomorrow. What is phoning now for? You can wait till tomorrow. That's what we will say. Forgo your comfort for the comfort of others. Your food is there, you give the next person your food. Look into the life of the Sahaba Ikram. They're eating food the moment the next person got given the food at all. Look in the life of Sahaba Ikram. You know it is so famous story. Sahaba are dying one side. They ask him for water. The moment the water comes, he says, no, give it to him, the water. So much they need the water. Then the next person, give him the water. Next person, give him the water. They each one, they give the water. We're not asking for that kind of quality. We don't have that. Allah save us from that. But with all that, they gave the next person more than they prior to this. The outcome is everyone passed away. But what did you learn from there? That you forego your comfort for the comfort of others. Which we cannot do today. Which you cannot do. That's the most important. You're sleeping with something. You're going somewhere out. You're sleeping. That person got nothing to cover himself. You give your cover to him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battle of Tabuk. The time the Sahaba Ikram is so, you know what a condition. Very, very hot. So hot. Ramadan time it was. And you must know this time it was that, you know, that stone that they put in the stomach to work. The stone was there. The one Sahabi said, Nabi, you know, I got one stone. I said, I got two stones. He was one ahead of everyone. So what I'm trying to say to you, that forego your comfort. Little bit, not all the time. If you can't go forego your comfort, people going out they forego the comfort. Why at home you cannot forego your comfort? More important to forego your comfort at home. You know, Maharaji said this one, tell this too. Forego your comfort. I'm just giving an example. I said it before too. Food was nice, food was cooked. Maharaji's sister saying, I can't afford lazista, very tasty food, very nice and food. And now when you see someone that, what happened to the person? He want food, they want the food now. So Hazrat said, Mera hissa kahan hai? Where is my share? Now you and I will say, but I was saying with something else. Where is my share? Hazrat, wo bachche log ne kha liya. Bohut hi acha hua. So nicely, forego your comfort. But you tell the wife, look, I'm coming now, I'm going, I want this to eat. She said, don't worry, I'll make it ready for you. And bichari, she slept there with the children, ate the food. And when your mota comes in the house, khuda khair kare. Whatever he heard in the majlis, what us waqt tha, ye nahi. This is what you call kamal. At the time when you're faced with a situation of this kind, bohut acha, kuch nahi hua. Can you believe when a person can tell a buzruk, when a buzruk comes, mehman come to the house. Mehman comes to the house. And he tells the person, the servant going to tell him to make bring food. From there the wife saying, this is not a hotel. And that poor person came and told from the mehman, he said, it's not a hotel. So that buzruk said, no doubt, she is right. She is right. And he got the food from outside. But let me tell you what, one step ahead of that. If you and I were there, at that time we'll just keep quiet. But remember one thing, when the mehman goes away, khuda khair kare. That wife is finished. Won't talk for months, won't talk for days, will turn away, remind every day, you know, you the person like this, like that. That buzur never spoke one time to her. Never reminded her that, why did you do that? Never showed her that way to, didn't show his face to. Why is Hazraji giving us all these indications? Why? What is these examples? If the reason is because aadmi bano. Aadmi bano. Namazi banna bohut aasan hai. Haji banna bohut aasan hai. Aadmi banna bohut mushkil hai. Become a man. Forgo your rights for the rights of next person. Forgo your rights for next person. You want to go near your wife and she does not accept you at that time. See how you behave? You forget everything. At that time you must think to yourself, you're supposed to be foregoing your rights for that person. So this is a kamal of a man in tasawwuf. Is ijz. When you can get that quality, when you can get the quality of humility, when you humble, yourself all the time, and you think to yourself that you are no one. Apne aap ko kuch na samjho. All the time, great buzurgs who come to Hazrat Thami Rahmatullahi, Hazrat give us advice, apne aap ko fana kar.